Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. In this episode, we're continuing to look at adjectives. Last time we started looking at adjectives, but this time we're going to take a further look at them, in particular at certain adjectives which come before the noun. And when they come before the noun, it changes their meaning. So this will become clearer as we listen to the episode. We'll also be talking about physical descriptions of people, talking about their hair, their eyes, and so on. Hopefully, you'll enjoy this lesson. So, last week we looked at adjectives. Adjectives ending in O that gave feminine form ending in
A,
masculine plural in
Os,
and feminine plural in
As.
So, let's take the word blanco as an example. Let's talk about a white cat.
Un gato blanco.
Un gato blanco. Okay, so let's change the word and we'll talk about contento. How would you say the men are happy?
Los hombres están contentos.
Muy bien, and you remembered that that was están. Los hombres están contentos. How would you say the women are happy?
Las mujeres están contentas.
Okay, muy bien. Las mujeres están contentas. So, that's o, a, os, as adjectives. We also learned some adjectives that end in I, or the sound e, importante, for example. So, how would you say an important book?
Un libro importante.
Un libro importante. And how would you say an intelligent woman?
Una mujer inteligente.
Inteligente. Una mujer inteligente. Now, how would you say Mark and Cara are very intelligent?
Mark y Cara son muy inteligentes.
Okay, excellent. You got both the verb right. It's son from the verb ser, because it's an inherent characteristic that we are both very intelligent people, obviously. Son inteligentes. It's ending in es, the plural form of inteligente. Muy bien. Now, what we noticed last week is that all the adjectives that we were learning came after the noun. Un gato negro, un hombre inteligente, and so on. This week we're going to look at a few adjectives that come before the nouns. And in some cases, these adjectives aren't really what you would consider as traditional adjectives, like black and white and happy and intelligent and so on. Let's take one of them now. The word mucho. Mucho means
a lot.
Yeah, it means a lot, or I suppose you could say much. So, a lot of time, or much time, would be
mucho tiempo.
Yeah. Now, that is an adjective, really just like other adjectives, and it comes before the noun. So, mucho tiempo and mucha comida, for example, what would that mean?
A lot of food.
Yeah, mucha comida, a lot of food. Mucha comida.
Mucha comida.
Okay. How would you say lots of cats?
Muchos gatos.
Muchos gatos. How would you say lots of black cats?
Muchos gatos negros.
Muy bien. Each one of those words has to have an S on the end. Muchos, the masculine plural form of mucho. Gatos, obviously the plural form of gato. And negros, the plural form of black. Muchos gatos negros.
Muchos gatos negros.
And you probably know what's coming. How would you say many white doves?
Muchas palomas blancas.
Muchas palomas blancas. Perfecto. Muchas palomas blancas. So, mucho, mucha, muchos, muchas, that comes before the noun. Another example would be the word for how much. ¿Cuánto?
¿Cuánto?
¿Cuánto? Meaning how much, or in some cases, as much. If I say, for example, ¿cuánto tiempo sin verte?
¿Cuánto tiempo sin verte?
That literally means how much time without to see you. How much time without seeing you. ¿Cuánto tiempo sin verte? It's kind of like the English long time no see. ¿Cuánto tiempo sin verte?
¿Cuánto tiempo sin verte?
Okay, and I've got to say cuánto because tiempo is masculine singular. ¿Cuánto tiempo sin verte? ¿Cuánto tiempo?
¿Cuánto tiempo?
And if I were talking about how much food is there, ¿cuánta comida?
¿Cuánta comida?
¿Cuánta comida? How much food there is. Now, when it comes into the plural, we could think of it in terms of how many, for example, how many cats are there? ¿Cuántos gatos hay?
¿Cuántos gatos hay?
And that's us using the adjective as a question word as well. ¿Cuántos gatos hay?
¿Cuántos gatos hay?
How many cats are there? And again, it's coming before the noun. We could say, for example, ¿cuántas palomas blancas hay?
¿Cuántas palomas blancas hay?
Okay, again, ¿cuántas is coming before the noun? Now, we're not going to go through all of this again, but just one thing to point out is that another example, another category of adjectives that come before the nouns are the possessive adjectives. So, for example, you say, mi padre, my padre, my father. So you don't say padre, mi, or anything like that. So the possessive adjectives also come before the noun. Take the example of nuestro. Nuestro changes to nuestra for feminine. Nuestro padre, nuestra madre, nuestros hijos, nuestras hijas, and so on. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's get back to our descriptions. Last time we learned a few words to describe people. We learned, for example, alto.
Tall.
Yep. What about bajo?
Small.
And gordo?
Fat.
Delgado?
Thin.
Okay, we're going to add a few other words to this today. We're going to add the word guapo.
Guapo.
Guapo means handsome, good looking. Guapo.
Guapo.
And guapa.
Guapa.
The feminine form of that. So guapa meaning pretty.
Guapa.
You'll quite often hear people saying, hola guapa, hola guapa. literally meaning, hey, good looking, or hi, gorgeous, or something like that. But it's not really used in a romantic sense or anything like that. It's just a term of endearment between friends very often, and obviously towards a female person. Hola, guapa.
Hola, guapa.
You tend not to say hola, guapo. Doesn't really sound right. Hola, guapo. Nah, probably not. Maybe some people would, but I wouldn't. Anyway, let's move on. And just while we're talking about guapo or guapa, we may have come across this before. When you describe someone as good-looking, you would say es guapo. For example, apparently, Brad Pitt es guapo. That's what Cara told me to say anyway. Brad Pitt es guapo. So that's us using guapo with the verb ser, meaning it's a sort of inherent characteristic that Brad Pitt is good-looking. Brad Pitt es guapo. However, you can also use guapo, guapa with the verb estar, and it takes on a slightly different meaning. If, for example, you're going out and your wife comes down the stairs all ready to go out looking beautiful, you could say, qué guapa estás.
Qué guapa estás.
Literally, how pretty you look at this moment. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not pretty all the time, but it is referring particularly to the way you look at a particular moment when you're using estar in that sense. Qué guapa estás.
Qué guapa estás.
Now, the opposite of guapo, guapa, is feo.
Feo.
That's spelled F-E-O.
Feo.
And the feminine version, fea.
Fea.
And we'll not spend too much time talking about being ugly, so let's move on. We learned to talk about people being rubio or moreno. Can you remember what they meant? What does rubio mean?
Blonde, fair-haired, like featured.
Yeah, sort of having fair hair, fair features and so on. And moreno meaning dark hair, dark features. We can be more specific, however, if we're talking about hair. In Spanish, to say that someone has black hair, for example, you say, he has the hair black. Now, the word for hair in Spanish is el pelo.
El pelo.
El pelo.
El pelo.
So, how would you say the hair black?
El pelo negro.
El pelo negro.
El pelo negro.
So, he has the hair black.
Tiene el pelo negro.
Perfecto. And that's exactly how you say he has black hair. Tiene el pelo negro.
Tiene el pelo negro.
Now, if it's she has black hair, what would it be?
Tiene el pelo negro.
Yeah, it's just the same as a trick question for you. Tiene el pelo negro.
Tiene el pelo negro.
Try to say, he has white hair.
Tiene el pelo blanco.
Tiene el pelo blanco. He has white hair. Now, the word for brown in Spanish, well, one of the words for brown in Spanish to talk about hair is castaño.
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 Castaño is linked to the word for chestnut, so it's kind of chestnut-coloured hair. Tiene el pelo castaño.
Tiene el pelo castaño.
But to be honest, if you're describing someone having brown hair or dark hair, then it's probably more likely that you would just say, es moreno.
Es moreno.
Now notice that, because you're saying he is dark hair, dark featured and so on. You're not saying, tiene el pelo moreno. You could get away with that. People would understand what you mean. But you're better to use it with ser. Es moreno or tiene el pelo negro, or tiene el pelo castaño, or whatever. Tiene el pelo castaño.
Tiene el pelo castaño.
Now, we're going to use the same format to talk about eyes. In this case, we're talking about he has the eyes. Let's stick with brown. We'll use castaño here. So how would you say he has the eyes brown?
Tiene los ojos castaños.
Muy bien. You remembered castaños has to be in the plural because we're talking about los ojos. And that was way back when we were doing parts of the body. Los ojos castaños.
Los ojos castaños.
Okay. Now, again, there's a slight variation in how people describe brown eyes in different parts of the world. You could also hear, tiene los ojos marrones.
Tiene los ojos marrones.
Now, that's a double R in there, so make sure you roll it. Tiene los ojos marrones.
Tiene los ojos marrones.
Muy bien. Now, I'm probably over-rolling my R just a little so that people can pick this up. Tiene los ojos marrones.
Tiene los ojos marrones.
Perfecto. Now, if it weren't brown eyes, it might be green eyes. Do you know what the word for green is in Spanish?
Verde.
Verde. Verde.
Verde.
Now, verde is the singular, so what's the plural?
Verdes.
Verdes. How would you say then, he has green eyes?
Tiene los ojos verdes.
Tiene los ojos verdes.
Tiene los ojos verdes.
Muy bien. And to say she has green eyes, what would you say?
It would just be the same. Tiene los ojos verdes.
Tiene los ojos verdes. One word that we haven't covered so far is the word for blue, and that is azul.
Azul.
Or in Latin America, azul.
Azul.
So, tiene los ojos azules.
Tiene los ojos azules.
Meaning he has blue eyes or she has blue eyes. And again, in Latin America, that would be tiene los ojos azules.
Tiene los ojos azules.
Now, another colour of hair that we've not mentioned so far, and perhaps we should, given that we're in Scotland, that's red hair. The word for red in Spanish is rojo.
Rojo.
Yeah, but if you said tiene el pelo rojo, it really would mean that somebody has bright red hair.
Like a clown.
Yeah, exactly, just like a clown. But we don't want to say that. We want to talk about sort of Scottish red hair. And in that situation, you use es. Again, es moreno, es rubio. In this case, es pelirrojo.
Es pelirrojo.
Es pelirrojo.
Es pelirrojo.
Muy bien. Hopefully, that's given you some further phrases to describe people, and we're going to be putting these into practice next week. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. Coffee Break Español. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's PACTcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.